USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Donald Trump surrendered to authorities in Georgia yesterday after being indicted for his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The former president had his mugshot taken upon arrival at the Fulton County Jail and was released on a $200,000 bond. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis is seeking to hold arraignments for all the defendants in the case the week following Labor Day. Cameras will be allowed in the courtroom for the arraignment, marking the first time one of Trump's criminal proceedings will be televised. Donald Trump went so far yesterday as to post his own mugshot on Truth Social.
It was taken Thursday night during the booking process at Atlanta's Fulton County Jail and later released. Trump was charged for his alleged efforts to overturn Georgia's 2020 election. He was released on a $200,000 bond. The Trump campaign's now selling T-shirts with the mugshot on it for $47 with the words, "Never Surrender," underneath. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Nearly 700,000 homes and businesses in Michigan and Ohio are without power. This after severe thunderstorms slammed the region with heavy rains, powerful winds, and at least one tornado. The storms charged across southern Michigan into Ohio after midnight, packing wind gusts up to 85 miles an hour and hail as big as an inch and a half. The Maui government suing a utility company for allegedly sparking the deadly Lahaina wildfire. A lawsuit filed yesterday claiming Hawaiian Electric Company inexcusably kept their power lines energized earlier this month despite wind and fire warnings from forecasters. The National Weather Service said strong winds could knock down power lines and spark fires. This is USA News.
Pick it up, guys. Pick it up. At Bowles Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
That's the car, right?
Just one sec. Bowles Builders, this is Fowl. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Bags of frozen vegetables that were sold nationwide being recalled because they might be contaminated with listeria. The bags of frozen mixed vegetables and sweet corn were sold at close to 4,000 Kroger and Food Lion grocery stores and supermarkets. The FDA has posted a list of the affected lot numbers on its website. Here's one award that no governor wants to win.
The most challenging state to drive in, according to MoneyGeek, is New Jersey. It analyzed traffic and driving data and based its rankings off congestion, safety, cost, infrastructure, and weather. MoneyGeek says the Garden State experiences the highest level of road congestion in the country, and it also has the second poorest road quality in the nation, with just 55% of its roads in acceptable condition. I'm Lance Pry.
Barbie, now the year's highest grossing movie. Greta Gerwig's film has brought in over $575 million at the domestic box office to make it this year's champ in North America. The Super Mario Brothers movie was the reigning champ after hauling in $574 million. Barbie will soon pass Mario at the global box office as well. Its worldwide total currently sits at $1.3 billion and is catching up to the $1.35 billion generated by Mario. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue.